now welcoming on to our microphones here at KBUF, Deborah Bolton from the K-State Research Extension Center. And, well, you have a lot going on. It's a big week next week.
A big week next week, Tim. I've been talking about this a lot. We've just kind of been working up to it. It's the Multicultural Summit, Unity Through Diversity, happening in Garden City, Kansas. We used to have a five-state multicultural conference that kind of was... took a hiatus in 2006, and so now we're reviving that again. We're starting a little smaller, but we're hoping that you all will join us. It starts on Wednesday. Oh my gosh.
You're losing track of days, aren't you?
I am. I've been traveling a lot.
Oh, okay.
It's actually Thursday, October 10th. Mm-hmm. And we used to have a multicultural diversity breakfast. So we've switched that breakfast to the evening to a dinner. It's a diversity dinner celebrating the Burma culture. And then we'll also hear from Steve Quakenbush, who's the director of the Finney County Historical Museum. And he'll talk about our Finney County's history, longtime history, dating back to the early 1920s, the railroad and the sugar beets. He'll be talking about all that different immigration and the diverse cultures that we've had. And then Friday, October 11th, we begin at about 8:30 with an opening session, and that happens at the Garden City Community College campus. And then we'll hear of definitions of cultural and linguistic competence from Dr. Vivian Jackson, who is from the National Center for Cultural Competence at Georgetown University. We'll also hear from Don Stull, a longtime anthropologist that's been studying Finney County since the mid-80s. And then Friday night, we'll have a lot of great things, including cultural dances and some more breakout sessions. We'll hear from a pioneer of Finney County, Marty Nusser. And then Saturday morning, we'll have some cultural experiences, such as tours of the Sansage Bison Range. We'll have a coffee shop, and we'll also have some walkabout discovery stations at the Lee Richardson Zoo. So it promises to be a full weekend. Yesterday was actually the last day we were taking registrations, but I bet if you called the city, and we have lots of sponsors in this. The cost is $75 for the whole thing. And you can call the city and see if you can get that. The number is 620-276-1175. But we'd like to have you come. I bet you they'd let you in if you called today.
All right. Well, it sounds great. And a busy week with a multicultural week. And Deborah Bolton joining us from the K-State Research Extension Center. Thanks very much for stopping in this
morning. Thank you, Tim.